The governor is taking action related to ongoing drone sightings across the U.S. A ruling that allows health inspectors to make surprise visits to the Oklahoma County Jail, and an update on the legal challenge to a new development in Norman. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, December 16th. I'm Deborah Schar. Governor Kevin Stitt is directing the Department of Public Safety to invest in mobile drone detection systems. As State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, the move follows reports of drones flying at night across the country.
Unmanned aircraft systems, or as most people know them, drones, are getting more popular across the United States. And as they do, regulations around when and where people can fly their drones are lagging behind Oklahoma's and the nation's need for them. Stitt says in a press release that while unmanned aircraft are an exciting new industry here in Oklahoma, national and state laws are not written in a way that would allow local law enforcement to protect people from someone who may use a drone to harm others. And that's because federal law classifies drones as a form of airplane, meaning they're protected from being shot down or otherwise disabled by local police without certain permissions. So, instead of destroying the drones, Stitt says he's opted to monitor and identify them to protect Oklahomans and the state's critical infrastructure. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The state health department has resumed unannounced inspections at the Oklahoma County Jail. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
A district judge dismissed a lawsuit from the Oklahoma County Criminal Justice Authority that challenged the health department's right to conduct surprise visits. Earlier this year, inspectors were denied access to the jail twice. District Judge Brent Dishman said state law clearly allows unannounced inspections, citing the word shall in the statute. The health department says surprise visits are necessary, citing previously failed inspections and inmate deaths. The Criminal Justice Authority may appeal the ruling, but no decision has been confirmed. A similar case remains pending before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. I'm Nick Daniels.
A legal challenge has stalled plans to put the Rock Creek Entertainment District in Norman to a public vote. The proposed $1 billion project will not appear on the February 11th ballot. A court hearing is set for February 19th to address a challenge to the petition that called for a public vote on the project. Opponents of the petition argue it does not meet legal standards. If the court rules in favor of the petition, the election could be scheduled for April 2nd. The Norman City Council approved the development back in September. The plan includes an arena for OU sports, housing, and retail spaces. Two historic homes in the Oklahoma City Metro are the latest additions to the National Register of Historic Places. Prairie House on 48th Avenue Northeast in Norman was completed in 1961. It's considered an exemplary work of organic architecture. In Oklahoma City, the Haywood Estate on North Sooner Road was built around 1930. It is listed in the National Register for Dr. William L. and Susie Price Haywood's significant role in the African American community in Oklahoma City. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.